This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We're back here on Metal Shop, 99.9 FM, KISW, and we are, we've been looking forward to this for a while. We got a really rad local band by the name of Endorphins Lost. Endorphins Lost, Jesus, in studio. What's up, gentlemen? How are you?
How's it going?
How's it going?
Hey, it's so good to have you back. So, you guys just put out a new record, Seclusions, like last week, correct?
Yep,
absolutely.
Last Saturday.
Yep.
Hey,
yep,
first
yep.
of all, congratulations, man. I know
Thank you.
Takes a lot of work. So before we get into things, let's get some introductions going. Just say your name in the band and what you do. Let's swing around the room here.
I'm Sam. I play guitar.
I'm Kerry. I do vocals.
My name is Chris. I play guitar, and I'm arguably an alcoholic.
Arguably, huh?
Did I mess that word up?
I think so.
Should we take another sip off this whiskey that we
have? Absolutely.
All right.
Cheers.
And then shout out to your other member who's not here right now. You mentioned he lives down in Arizona, so it takes a little effort for him to get up here.
Yeah, we got Brandon. He's the bass player, also does vocals down in Arizona. And then also our drummer, Justin Rada, is actually out of town, so we couldn't be here.
But. Okay, cool. Well, what's up, fellas? Hopefully they're listening from wherever they are.
I hope so. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Well, this shot's for them. So, Endorphins Lost back in here. You guys just played your record release last week at the Highline, correct?
Yep.
Shout out to the Highline. And, okay, so let's be real. How was the show, man? You know, you put so much work into the album. How was the live reception to it?
It was good, yeah.
Yeah, it was excellent. We were really surprised with the turnout. I think the snow days we had played in our favor a little bit.
The people were trying to get back out of the house.
Yeah, it was the first weekend after the snow ends,
right.
So everyone showed up. It was really cool.
That's awesome. So at this show, did you play the whole album front to back? Did you pick certain selections that you were ready to rip on, or like?
I think we played like half of it. Right?
Yeah, probably about half.
Yeah.
Okay. All
yeah.
right. Well, first of all, congratulations. So I want to talk to you a little bit more about Seclusions. And Sam, we've had you up here. We've talked to all of you guys before. Yeah. So good to have you back. So where did you record the album? When did you start writing it? And I just want to hear the origin story behind Seclusions for you guys for with Endorphins Lost.
So we recorded the album at Earhammer Studios in Oakland, California. Greg Wilkinson engineered the album and mastered it. We were super stoked. This is our fourth record we've done with him.
Awesome. So you have a very like good rapport built at this point.
Yeah, we're very comfortable there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's a great guy. He's one of the like easiest dudes to like work with ever. He's super chill, you know, and you like when you get nervous or something doing your parts and stuff.
Oh,
and,
he
like,
can go.
He's just like, dude,
just chill, man.
Yeah, and then you do it,
and he can he can put up with us too. So that's
see,
important.
that's really important, and that's a thing. Like, especially if you have built a kind of like a family vibe with the guy, when you walk back into the studio, did you feel like he kind of had like you guys not dialed in, but kind of knew what to expect and like how to really, really hit a home run on this one?
Yeah, absolutely.
He definitely tightened some things up with this record. So it's the fourth one, so he had pretty much all the tones ready to go. He knew what we wanted, and he was ready to do it. So we were super happy. We moved right along in the studio and
I don't think
well, he
think
knows
it went well.
He knows how we work at this point now too.
Yeah.
You know, he knows what each one of you needs.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know what the drummer needs, I know what the bass player needs. Somebody gets stressed out, give you a little give you a beer.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
That's awesome. So when you went down to Oakland, did you guys fly down? Did you tour down? Did you like play shows on the way? Or was it just like, hey, we're going to take a few specific days? And how long did it take you guys to put this baby in the can there?
What was it? We recorded the whole thing in about 2.5 days.
Okay.
We flew down.
Cool. Leave the van behind, man.
Yeah. We were really
enjoy
stoked.
A little bit of vacation.
We did well enough on our tours that paid for the whole record based off of our merch sales.
That's
and
so cool.
And stuff like that, which is really nice. Bought all of our plane tickets and showed up and did it.
You're living the dream.
Sort of. Well, then you got to go to work after that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that's so cool. Okay, so with this album, look, it's one of those... Did you want to take this in a different direction? Like, what's the goal with you guys, your guys' band? You've been around for a while. Like, I know you know what I'm talking about. Did you want to get bigger, better? What did you want to change on this record that you hadn't done before, perhaps?
I mean, I think we just wanted to push the bar and just better sounds, better tones, better songs. We spent about 2 years working on the record.
Damn. All right. Cool.
And it was a pretty long process. Primary songwriters are bass player Brandon. He lives down in Arizona.
Right.
And so we spent about 2 years sending and recording demos back and forth and practicing the songs through Skype. And
so did you guys have Skype band practices?
We had Skype band practices, many of them for a couple years, and it worked out well. So
I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, I think we're just trying to like refine what we've been doing for a while now. You know, just like filter out what we didn't like from the last album or whatever,
right?
As much, and then build on that, you know.
Right, keep on moving.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's really cool. So what we should do right now is let's play a few of these songs that I was talking to these guys off air before we got in here. Some of these songs are real short, and some of them are, you know, a little bit chunkier in terms of time amounts. What do you guys want to put together for this first like few minutes of? Showing people, because we've been playing a few of these Endorphin songs Lost for the last few weeks. What do you guys want to put together for this first little chunk right here that people can digest and chew on?
I think we were going to do Easy Skin, which is a song written by Chris over here. Really stoked on that one. And then another song called
Mincing.
Cold, which is another mincer.
It's a mincer.
And then, what was it? Stone Man.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, this is the first taste off of Seclusions. It's so good to have you guys in here. Stick around. We're going to talk to you again.
I'm sorry.
Metal Shop on the Rock. Brand new music from Endorphins Lost, a band that you need to put on your radar if they are not so far. That was Easy Skin Cold and Stone Man off the new record Seclusions. Congratulations on the new album, gentlemen. And were you just saying you just did your whole... Okay, off the air there. You did all of your vocals in 1 hour?
Well, yeah, for that record, we were kind of running out of time towards the end, so we basically just had an hour left. I had to catch a flight back to Seattle, so that was how we did it.
And you feel good about it?
I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, okay, good, touche. You know, first of all, congratulations, because that's not easy. I've been stuck in a situation where recording with a drummer that took 2 days, and everyone's like, yo, we got 9 hours left to do everything. So you guys did a great job on this album, man, and congratulations. Sam, you were mentioning something. You got to shout out the label, like the people who are like putting their, I don't know, I would say necks on the line to know that you guys are doing a good job and putting out your album.
Yeah, so this is the inaugural first release off of a new label based out of the Bay Area called From the Head of Zeus.
Oh.
It's Athena, formerly of 6 Weeks Records.
Thank you, Athena. You rule.
Thank you so much for putting this record out for us.
Awesome.
Very happy to work with her.
So, yeah, and you guys are back, man, and, like, I feel like you're doing a lot. Like, I was doing some research before the show and before you guys came up here, just looking at what you had coming up, and you've got some really, really big stuff coming up for 2019.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
And it's one of those things where you had to have started planning this, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago in 2018. You got to, like, think months and months in advance.
Yeah, I mean, we're already booking for 2020.
Damn!
So we do things pretty far in advance.
All right, that's rad. So... Look, if you want to talk about some of these, I can shout out some of these like dates that you got coming up, because you guys just did the record release last week at the Highline, so it's time to start thinking about 2019. You got things coming up in May, April, and then look, Maryland Death Fest. You guys are playing Maryland Death Fest.
Stoked. I'm gonna throw so many beers at people. <when we're playing
laughs> that. See if you can get them thrown back at you.
Yeah,
too.
But that's the point. Yeah, absolutely.
So congratulations, man. So let's talk about a few of these. First of all, I want to talk about Top Knot Fest that's happening at the Southgate Roller Rink.
Yes.
First of all, there's heavy music being played at a roller rink.
That
in and of itself is awesome and worth, like, I assume it's all ages. Yeah. It's got to
so, yeah.
It's got to be.
So. Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I saw somebody drinking a Martini Rossi on their four-wheel skates in a circle there. So you can take your kids to the show. This is coming up, the Top Knot Southgate Roller Rink Festival. Like, what's going on here? There's some huge, huge bands playing this fest.
Yeah, Narrows is on the bill, which is something that I'm extremely stoked about. For anybody who's not familiar, it's the singer of Botch, his band.
I got the lineup here, too, right? Narrows, Name, Endorphins Lost, The Drip from Richland, good friends of ours. Steak Sauce Mustache, who I've just become friends with those dudes. Mm-hmm. We got Foes, Pervert, Snakes, Into the Storm, Czar from Tacoma, good friends of ours. Yellfire and Florida Man, also that's our buddy Alex
Florida.
Down there.
Yeah, Florida Man.
So yeah, that's rad. So how does the show work at the Southgate Roller Rink? Have you guys been there yet? I would assume you'd be playing in the middle. While people are skating around you, that's got to be how it works,
so
right?
So my understanding is there's going to be two stages.
Oh, okay.
There's going to be one on the rink, and then there's going to be one kind of in the back bar.
That's just fun.
Yeah.
Those are just good times. You got to get a slushy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe go outside in the parking lot and have some good times first.
You got a shotgun beers somewhere.
Yeah, well, hey, but that said, so that's coming up. but Narrows is playing, and that's going through Brown Paper Tickets. And Levi, the comedian, is doing a stand-up in between on that. That's going to be really rad. So, cool. And then after that, May 18th at the Plaid Pig. I haven't been down to the Plaid Pig yet. I keep seeing that on our radar, like down in Tacoma. This is kind of like an up-and-coming spot.
Yeah, there's been some really rad shows there. I haven't made it out myself, but I've seen some footage of the venue, and it looks really sick.
They have some really, really good stuff lined up. So shout out to the Plaid Pig down there.
Mm-hmm.
We shouted them out last week, and we got a message from them going, hey, that's awesome. Thank you, guys. So
cool.
We're going to try and get involved with that as much as we can. So that's Endorphins Lost, Goon, Generation Decline, and our friends in Old Iron.
Yeah.
That's a rad lineup. You guys see Jared Sheely just got his head cut open for his
break? Absolutely, yeah.
Man, the picture of that where he's like, yo, here are 27 staples all across my head.
Yeah,
so it's good to see that happening.
Yeah.
So that said, you guys are working really hard in 2019. Congrats on Maryland Death Fest.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're really stoked. I mean, I think we're trying to show up a couple days. I think we're playing on Saturday. It starts on Thursday, so I think we're going to show up and just hang out, you know?
Yeah.
We got about a week and a half long tour after that. We're going to be touring up the East Coast, up to Ear Slaughter in Montreal.
Wow.
Which the lineup should be pretty rad for that. We got Drop Dead and Infest on the bill. And
yeah, dude, it's going to be sick.
We're playing a stacked lineup in Providence, Rhode Island, with Drop Dead, Wound Man, Backslider, Escuela Grind.
Jesus. You guys are making moves.
It's going
to
be sick.
Yeah, it's going to be we're really sick shows. Yeah.
And then you're going back down the East Coast after that. I mean, if you're going out there, man, you might as well.
Yeah,
get some shows under your belt
absolutely,
out there.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's really cool. So what? Any other goals for you guys for 2019? This seems like a very promising year for Endorphins Lost.
We're doing the East Coast tour, and then a few months after that, we're going to do a West Coast tour with a French band that's going to fly out. And they're called Whores Nation. Excellent grind band.
Awesome.
Really solid.
Hell yeah.
And then at the end of the year, we have a surprise tour that we haven't... announced yet, but there's something really cool coming up at the end of the year as far as tour schedule goes.
So you literally into 2020 is what you said.
Yeah, we're staying busy for sure. Yeah,
that's
good, absolutely.
Man. I'm glad to see that going. You guys feeling good about it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Excited to hit the road again, man.
That's so rad. Okay, so one last thing. Let's.
We can't forget Eternal Warfare Fest also. That's playing Thursday, May 16th. There's some amazing bands on this lineup. It's not the same day as us, but on Saturday, May 18th, Shape of Despair and Evoken.
Spectral Voice.
Nightfell, Crawl. And then the day that we're playing with Fauna, Yellow Eyes, Venom, Sanguine Eagle, Zoala, Us. Caustic Wound.
Yeah, Caustic Wound.
Lunar Temple and Iron Scepter.
Have you checked out Caustic Wound?
Yo, absolutely. When you guys are playing these shows, you got to make best friends with all these guys. You got to make friends with all these bands. I know you know that, and I know you've been working on it. So who are you most looking forward to seeing with any of the bands that you're playing out of town with? Wait, at this point, it's a lot.
Drop Dead, probably.
Maryland Death Fest, Neckbeard Death Camp.
Yeah,
something I'm definitely looking forward to. I'm going to be finding those guys, and I'm going to be talking their ears off because I love that stuff.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And congratulations, guys. I know you guys have been working really hard for years and years, and I hope this really, really blows up for you guys. And if you're listening to this right now, we've been talking to Endorphins Lost off their new album, Seclusions. Okay, so let's pick a couple songs here to take us out with. The title track to start with here.
Yeah, Seclusions, the title track.
And then American Choke Chain.
Which is actually the oldest Endorphins Lost song.
Yeah.
American Choke Chain. We re-recorded it for this record.
Cool.
Yeah.
Making a reappearance.
When did we write that, Carrie?
I think, were you still drumming?
I think I was still drumming in the band, yeah. So it was like 10 years ago?
Yeah, I think so.
9 or 10 years ago.
Coming up on the 10th anniversary of the band.
Hey, congratulations,
man.
Hey, any final shout-outs before you guys are out of here? Any local bands, venues, anything that you want to mention? Or
I mean, Athena from our label, Greg Wilkinson, shout-out to him.
Oh, man, yeah. Greg Wilkinson and Athena.
Shout out to everybody at the Highline for hosting us the other week. Shout out to you guys. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
That's our
really
pleasure,
happy
man.
To be
oh,
back.
And,
it's good to have
and
you guys.
I want
to
say, dude, City of Industry, they played the show with us on Saturday, and they ruled, dude.
They killed it.
Yeah, they absolutely killed it. They did a System of a Down cover, and it was tight. Like, someone is doing System of a Down. It was
really heavy, hardcore.
That's what we were saying.
Yeah.
We got to bring him up here for, Chris, up here for new metal trivia.
You can't beat him. No one to beat him.
Hey, Endorphins Lost, so good to see you guys again. Thank you for coming back up here. Go get Seclusions now. Where can we find you guys online?
Bandcamp, endorphinviolence.bandcamp.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. I think in some select stores, you'll be able to purchase the album as well.
Mm. Yeah. You play your cards right.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations again, guys. We're going to hit you with some Endorphins Lost. Thanks for coming up.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, boys.
Midnight, right on reality. Blessed vibes, right on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC. Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.